Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys have had a great day so far. If you weren't in there whenever I first started, things look a little bit different. It's because I'm trying out a new platform. Because I've had a lot of bad issues. And I'm already a little apprehensive about this new one. I really am. I need you guys to give me a little bit of feedback if you can. Know that this isn't very professional for me to be testing out stuff the way that I am. Let me see here. Trying to find out. Hold on. No notifications.
Trying to find
the
out.
Audio is fine.
Hold on.
Let me see how this sounds. Nothing. Huh. Interesting. Anyways, I need a Vulture. What do I need to do here? It's good. Do you want me to? So the audio is good then. Correct. So the audio is good. So let me see if I can
find out. Hold on.
I want to just see. So it's good.
Let me see.
All right. It's good. But what I'm freaking out about now, just to let you guys know, this is just a test run on this. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that I will be able to, once I become a subscriber of this. What up, Bubba Lost Everything? I'll be able to add Twitter and Facebook to the group. And I know it's on YouTube. I know it's on Twitch. And this is kind of a test run. So you know what? I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to stick with this, and we're going to try it out, because I did not have any problems at the beginning of the show. So, getting into the meat and potatoes of what I wanted to talk about today. So, yesterday, I was supposed to have a guest on my show at 7:30. Name's Gary. And I messaged him on social media yesterday, and I said, "Hey, man, here, hold on. I don't want to get it wrong, so I want to make sure I read it verbatim of what Gary." All right, cool. You know what? I'm just going to call Gary now. Let me do this. Because he is just, I'm worried about Gary. I really am. See. Gary. Come on, Gary. Don't let me down.
Please leave your message for 9107.
Oh. Put that down. Sorry. I want to be respectful. I do. So, Here, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's listen to Gary's voicemail.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me.
Oh, boy. Gary, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm really not trying to be a dick, but you do not sound anything like I thought you would.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me, Gary. Hey, instead of trying to defame me on social media...
Nobody knows who you are. But Gary, I want you to call in. Because Gary, this is some of the stuff that Gary has said to me. And I wrote this to him. I said, awesome, Gary. I look forward to it, Gary. I'll bring you on, give you the floor, and won't talk until you're done. Let me know if that worked for you. Talk to you at 7. And Gary writes back, or we can just talk like normal people. Gary, 7:05, I told you. And then Gary comes back at me. Here, I'll tell you exactly what Gary. Because I had messaged Gary, and I said, Gary, hey, Gary, wanted to thank you for no calling, no showing tonight for your scheduled appearance. And Gary writes back, sorry, buddy, got caught up with life. I don't know what that means. Then Gary says, got a wife, 3 kids, and a full-time job. My apologies. I let it slip through the cracks. Well, I mean, Gary, I didn't actively look for you to be on my show. I didn't. I did not actively try to. You know, Gary, and I know that you're watching. And this is what Gary just wrote to me. I thought about it for a while, and I found out that I only wanted to be on your show to have a friendly, if not polite, conversation about various topics, as I like meeting new and interesting people and learning new things. But I don't feel that that will happen with us. I apologize for missing our meeting yesterday. Honestly, I didn't try to blow you off, but I'm going to have to politely decline and wish you well. Gary, come on, buddy. I'm being honest with you, I'll tell you what happened with Gary when I called Gary out. Gary misjudged me. And that happens a lot in my life. Just people underestimate me. You know, Gary doesn't have a lot going on in his life. Besides his guns, and I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment. Here, can you see what Gary's emojis right next to his name? He uses like certain emojis that are in the formation of an AR-15. Gary, man. I know how to handle weapons. Did you look at me, Gary, and think that I was a pussy? Gary, you're also in the military, and I thank you for your service and stuff, but Gary, why did you bitch out? Now this is 2 days in a row because you were talking a big ass game. You were talking all types of shit, Gary. Here, do you want me to read some of the tweets you sent out? Gary wrote, oh, nobody reached out because nobody is listening, LOL. Well, hey, Gary. when you LOL, I've already won. I've already won. And then when I had asked, is your time more important than mine that you no-called, no-showed? My time with my wife and kids is much more important than your stupid podcast. LOL. Once again, Gary, don't LOL your own stuff. By the way, I would love for you guys to, I would love for you guys to, you know, kind of let Gary know what's up. He's at Gary, G-A-R-Y, Bear, B-E-A-R, 86. Gary, 4 hours ago, wrote, please let me know what time to call. This will be fun. Gary, did you kind of Google me a little bit? Did you fuck around and find out? You're like, oh, man. I kind of miscalculated. Wanting to kind of spout off at the mouth. Because this kid's a pussy. He wears glasses. He looks like a nerd. I'm not claimed to be some type of badass, Gary. Because you were in the military. I've known a lot of military guys. And the one thing that I've noticed about military guys, when they make a promise or they schedule a meeting or they schedule any of this stuff, they show up. DJ Rage, call in. DJ Rage, 407-270-3044. I would love to talk to you, Rage. I could talk to you about a lot of stuff. And then Gary Bear Arms. Here, hold on. Let me see if this... Here, hold on. Gary's name is Gary Bear, B-E-A-R, Arms. Gary. Most of the military men that I know would actually show up for something that they said that they were going to do. You said you were going to call in. And then an hour ago, you said, or we can just talk like normal people. Gary, did you realize you might have picked a fight with somebody that you probably shouldn't have? What happened to this voicemail? I mean, you just left this voicemail, Gary.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me, Gary. Hey,
I guess they didn't do don't ask, don't tell in your platoon.
Instead of trying to defame me on social media with your few followers that you have.
DJ Rage does bring up a great point. Bear is used for gay men, right? I didn't say it. Here, let's listen to Gary's last voicemail.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me, Gary. Hey, instead of trying to defame...
Look, I support LBGQT. I do. And Gary, good for you, but buddy, man. Listen to this voice.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me, Gary. Hey, instead of trying to...
Listen, I just want you to listen to this a little bit. Listen to how he just kind of pronounces this, how he projects it. Listen to this. All right, come on.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me, Gary.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me, Gary. Gary, you know what, Gary? It probably is best that you didn't call in. Because if this was a boxing match, I'm not talking about physicality. The official, your ring man, would have already, like, thrown in the towel.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me, Gary.
Hey, Tuttle. It's me, Gary.
Hey, instead of trying to defame me on social media with your few followers that you have, how about...
Few followers. Well, here, let's do this, Gary. I never claim to have a bunch of followers. Gary on Twitter is one of those people that is follow for follow. Gary follows whoever follows him. Oh, Gary's deleting. Gary is deleting a lot of stuff right now. Gary, what's the matter, buddy? It probably would be good for you to call in. Yeah, Gary just deleted a bunch of texts. Gary. Do you want to talk about it, Gary? And I know a lot of people are probably... Yep, here we go. Let's see what this is about. Tuttle Daily Podcast.
What's going on, Tuttle?
Hey, Rage. Man, blast from the past. How are you, buddy?
Yes. I'm doing good. How are you doing, brother?
So let me explain this a little bit. I do have an interview coming up, Rage, but I'm going to give you a call after the show so we can talk.
Yeah,
some.
That's fine.
Back when me and Soul Brother Kevin was, we were interns, Kevin was musically talented. Like he was a natural performer. Wouldn't you say, Rage?
Absolutely.
And so, 100%. So Kevin, they were going to let Kevin perform, but Russ was like, oh, but you got to include Tuttle.
Yep.
I have no rhythm at all.
Did we make it work? We put a show together. Me
no,
and Kevin
we
put
did.
A show together, and we fit you right in, didn't we not?
Yeah, Rage, we killed it. Like, did you? All right, so I got so much I can talk to you about. But, so, Soul Brother Kevin, if he was going to perform and open up for the Monsters, he had to include me. And We did songs. I think we did Nothing But a G Thing. Yeah, we did Nothing But a G Thing. The songs that I had to be a part of. For the other songs,
right.
I just basically was kind of like, yeah, oh, yeah, you know, kind of like a hype man type stuff. But
right.
I did Nothing But a G Thing, and then I think I did Forgot About Dre at the Hard Rock Live. Remember when we did the... were you part of the one where we did the, like... boob giveaway. I know you were. So
we performed, we opened up for them for a solid year. And then the second year we did spotty shows here and there, but we did every Miss Monster for 3 years.
Hey, were you, I vaguely, you got to remember, I was doing a lot of partying and I've done a lot of other things.
We both were.
So were you, remember when we went down to Fort Myers, I think I had my car towed, and I think you helped me, like, go to the repo place down in Fort Myers.
Yeah, that's when we had to pick up the crackhead to bring them to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They made us do some sketchy-ass shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can cuss, right?
Yeah. It's,
oh, okay.
It's uncensored, but... But no, like, but it was a lot of fun, though. It was. We had a lot of great memories and stuff. And Kevin.
We were driving around in the hood in Fort Myers picking up drug addicts.
Oh, you were with me. I think I was teamed up with you, right? And we had to go pick up people. Oh, man.
Yeah. You were with Justin. And
oh,
me
I
and
was.
Kevin were.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we had to go pick up, like, vagrants to come back and have, like, a homeless competition. On the Monsters.
They did the homeless game.
Yeah. I mean, that was a lot of fun. And those Hard Rock Live shows we did were, I mean, Not a lot of people get a chance to be in a sold-out crowd like that on that stage and stuff.
No shit. Well, we did Hard Rock Live, and then we did...
Oh, we did House of Blues Universal? We did House of Blues at Universal.
House of Blues?
Yeah, House of Blues at Disney, Hard Rock Live at Universal Studios. So
then down in Tampa, remember when Bubba the Love Sponge came on stage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember... We also...
When we were in Tampa...
Yeah.
The saxophone player for Bruce Springsteen...
Oh, yeah, no. That was Clarence Clemons was the saxophone player, but I think the show that he played at was out at the Cocoa Beach Expo, I think.
No, I was in Tampa.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Well, yep. I mean, he might have done a show over in Tampa, but man, there was a lot of times, like, I don't think people realize how big at the heyday those shows were, though. Like,
oh my God, I know. You know what aches me though, man?
Mm-hmm.
I can't find anybody that's got any video from the first Miss Monster.
Mm-hmm.
We put on a show that got, but look, let's be honest. We got Clear Channel banned from Daytona for a year.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Those girls took their panties off.
Oh, yeah. But
that got us in trouble.
I mean, you would say in between like 8, maybe 12,000 people at one of these shows, you know, in the heyday, and then like the Miss Monster stuff, and then doing Hard Rock Live. You know, not a lot of people get to go down into the inner like guts of the Hard Rock and be down there.
That was a trip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The whole town underneath there.
Yeah, to go around and see all the posters and stuff that people have signed. The green rooms that you were in and stuff, and you were thinking about all the people that have probably been in here.
Yep.
So what are you up to, Rage?
Definitely. Not much, man. I'm in Ocala, living the life, living the dream.
Yeah. Ocala, you know, most of the family on my dad's side is Ocala, Gainesville type area.
We need to link up sometime when you come out.
Well, hey, Rage, it was definitely good talking to you, my friend. Well, go ahead.
Absolutely, bud.
And I'll give you a call after the show, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, man, have a good one.
All right. All right, Todd. Peace.
So, anyways, I do have an interview. Hold on. I don't know. Here, I'm going to show you how good I am at interviews. I gotta look at this. Boom, boom, boom. Give me a second. I don't know if I ever got any info about my interview tonight. I could be wrong. No. I don't think I got any info about where, Vulture. Please, like, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I will. I know this isn't good radio because I do not see it. I promise you, Vulture, I don't see it. And I'm not calling you a liar or anything, but I just do not see it. I got the links for the new, like, service. Can you please text it to me? I don't see it. So, I wanted to talk about this story. You know, with gas being as high as it is right now, and I think about this all the time. I seriously think about this all the time. All right, hold up. How do I put this in? There we go. I got that there. Can I do it like this? Nope. I can't use that layout. I guess I gotta... Nope. I'm gonna have to do it like this. Side by side, Joe. Side by side. Alright, so... This gas station... I don't know exactly where it was. Ruined a bunch of people's cars. Because they got watered down gas.
Because of a serious situation at a gas station in Hartford. Because of a serious situation at a gas station in Hartford. Get this. Multiple people say that they paid for fuel, but instead their tanks ended up filled with water.
I can't imagine. Yeah, numerous drivers have been complaining that their cars were damaged after filling up at the Phillips 66 right on Brainerd Road in Hartford. And that's where we find...
Oh, this is East Coast, up in Hartford? Okay.
Channel 3 Eyewitness News reporter Audrey Russo.
What up, Audrey? What up, Audrey?
Audrey, what is the owner of the gas station saying about these...
Oh, see... I cannot have nice things. Thank you, T-Bone. I know it's bad, and I... That's it. My guest should be calling in once I get some info. You know what? I'll do the interview either way. You know what? I can't even play audio. I cannot. What am I supposed to do? Like, the news stories that I've pulled is, like, kind of a little bit of my lifeline. I'll deal with just the bad starts if it doesn't mean that I cannot play audio or videos. Fuck my life. Seriously, fuck my life. Anyways, Iggy T, how are you, Iggy? Iggy, can I ask you a question? Why have you never called into the show? I'm gonna try OBS. Iggy, why haven't you called into the show? Do you think that I'm going to be inappropriate or I'm gonna do something? Do you not want me to hear your Canadian accent? I don't know. If I'm being honest, I'm kind of putting you on the spot because I'm trying to look for a crutch. I got a broken leg and I'm looking for a crutch right now. Iggy, you might not have anything to say. I will ask you all the questions and stuff, Iggy. I'm very interested. Like, you're a very interested person. Whatever. You think that you don't have anything interesting to say, but here, you know what? I'm gonna do this one more time. Let's see if Gary will pick up the phone. Gary, the only reason I'm coming back to you right now is I'm scratching for traction. Seriously. I'm actually giving you, Gary, some ammo against me. Because I pulled all these audio news stories, and I don't have news stories to be able to read so I can actually do them. So, Gary, I'm kind of using you as a crutch. And, Gary, if you'd like to make up for not calling into my show last night, help me out. Help me. Seriously, fuck, Gary, please answer. He won't, though. He definitely won't. Neil, I have not fished since I went out to and did surf fishing. I'm going to pull it down so nobody hears it. I am going to leave Gary a voicemail.
Please leave message for 7 9.
Hey, Gary. Buddy. How are you doing, man? I want to first start off by saying thank you for your service. I support the military. I don't know what branch you were in, Gary, but I want to thank you. Thank you so much for protecting our freedoms and stuff. And Gary, I want to talk to you, Gary. Like, I just asked you a question. I asked you a question if, yeah, I think you're right. Vulture is definitely a seaman. But, Gary, in all honesty, though, like, if I offended you, I apologize, Gary. I do. But, in all honesty, the way that you came at me, Gary, was you were like, oh, yeah, my wife and kids are way more important than you. And I don't blame you. Your kids and your wife should be way more important. But why sign up for a podcast interview? Oh, here we go. Hey, what's up, Gary? How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm good, man. Hey, before we chat, because I was leaving this on your voicemail, I just wanted, before we get into this, I want to thank you for your service and stuff. Like, seriously, I'm not trying to be... I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's all right. You ain't got to appreciate me for that. My political views have changed drastically since I joined initially. So
How's that?
Not exactly.
Because I would like to hear. I'm seriously interested. Gary, here, I tell you a little bit about myself, Gary, before we...
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so Gary, I tell my audience, I love to have my mind changed. Gary, I love to have my mind changed. I don't like any politicians. I think they're all crooked. I'm not liberal. I'm not conservative. I'm not independent.
Me neither.
I think they're all crooked, Gary. So,
I do too.
And I'm sorry. I'll apologize ahead of time if I came off a little bit of an asshole, because sometimes I am.
It's all right. No, I do it sometimes too, and I understand it can get a little, it can get heated out there on the web.
Yeah, but and I shouldn't have been like, oh, is your time more important than mine? And look, I do agree with you. Your wife and your kids are way more important to me. But like, I plan out a show and stuff.
I apologize too for accidentally missing. I definitely wasn't blowing you off.
All right, so we're good, Gary.
Yeah,
right?
I don't have a super history of being not punctual like that. So, but I do apologize.
Hey, Gary, and you don't have to say, like, if you don't want to, if there's any questions. So what branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Army.
And how old of a guy are you?
How old?
Yeah, how old of a guy are you? I mean, like I said, anything you don't want to...
Yeah, I did 10 years. I'm 35.
So you're 35. What part of the country and stuff did you grow up? I'm just trying to get a beat on you. I grew up in the deep south, Florida.
I grew up here in the St. Louis area, pretty much a little town called Alton.
Yeah, I'm a big NASCAR fan. I like the Wallaces. The Wallaces are from Missouri area there.
Okay. Yeah, I am not familiar with racing at all. Actually, sports in general, I'm terrible at.
Mm-hmm. So Gary, if you would have came to the interview last night, what were some of the things you wanted to talk about? Do you have a podcast? Do you have... a place where you do content and stuff, Gary?
No, I mean, I initially wanted to start a podcast, and I did. I had about 10 episodes with one of my buddies that had all the equipment and everything. But then he wasn't, I don't know, him and I didn't jive, and our schedules didn't ever work. And I was like, man, I would like to do one. But then seeing all these podcasts pop up everywhere, I was like, well, you know what? I'll just be on podcasts
there you go.
Instead of having my own, because it's easier to run that way. And also, I'm not trying to push or sell anything. Like, I just honestly,
you
like
just want to call in and talk and
conversations.
And you want to shoot the shit, kind of talk about some of your stuff and everything, right?
Well, yeah, just like different topics or just my point of view, because I mean, I think you'd agree that mainstream media is not exactly pushing what I think people feel.
They're not. Everything is leans one way or the other. I mean, they always have an angle and stuff. That's the way that I feel. See, Gary, me and you are getting along pretty damn good for, you know, like, I think we got a lot in common and stuff. But, Gary, so give me an idea. Like, you were wanting to talk about topics and stuff. Like, what are some of the things that concerns you the most?
Guns, I mean, being one, and not just for the sake of guns either. I'm much more of a liberty and individual liberty.
I agree.
I guess.
Gary, would you think that I'm a huge supporter of the Second Amendment? Well, a lot of people never think that I would. I grew up in Florida. I was a hunter. My dad sent me to hunter safety camps every single summer. You know, so I know how to handle. I had my concealed. I during the pandemic I let it expire, but I've had all that.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite gun you have, Gary?
My favorite gun?
Mm-hmm.
I like my Glock. It's just a basic Glock 17, like regular police usually get issued. It's a little bit more tricked out, but not too much. And then I have an AR. I like my AK.
A couple other ones too. Before my dad passed away, my dad said like he had an opportunity to buy an AK one time and he didn't. He was like, hey, he said he regretted that so badly because he said those AKs are one of the most reliable guns that he was like, you throw that bitch in the mud, run over it with a Jeep or whatever, and you could probably fire the damn thing.
Yes, you pretty much can. And it's also just a lot of fun to shoot, honestly. I mean, I enjoy going to the range with it with my buddies, and it's a good time.
Gary, let me ask you about this. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on in Uvalde. What's your opinion on Uvalde? You know, from the police response and everything.
I think it was handled very odd, for starters. I think there's definitely some terrible procedures that they had, if that's what they were going off of, because when my opinion's always been when seconds matter, police are only minutes away. Well, in that case, they were like over an hour away.
But
so
Gary,
and you could see with the recent shooting that happened. Go ahead.
No. But I wanted to ask you this though. You were in the military.
Yeah.
So you kind of were like a first responder, in my opinion. One of the cops.
Yeah, in certain situations.
Yeah.
For sure.
One of the cops that was actually in that hallway was told to stand down, and his wife, who was a teacher, was getting gunned down in that schoolroom. Could have any of those people have made you stand down on something like that?
Me personally, no. However, it does suck that people, like maybe that police officer, was put in that position where he was probably told from higher up to stand down, and if he would have done anything, he probably could have been charged for something, lost his whole career, whatever. I mean, and you could say, well, I'd rather have my wife live. Well, that's my opinion, too. But
you never know.
Situations, you never know how you're going to react.
What do you think needs to be done with the gun thing going on? I do agree there needs to be background checks and stuff. But, you know, like, everybody wants to get rid of guns completely. And I think that's just impossible. It would never happen.
Yeah.
Even if you made those laws, you're not going to go from house to house. And the amount of people you would, the loss of lives from first responders trying to go there, it's just not going to happen. I think if we paid more closer attention to mental health and stuff, I think that's a good way to go. But I do think there needs to be some background checks at the very least.
Yeah, I think the background check thing shouldn't be on a federal level, though. I have a real big problem with lists, and historically lists are often used in a bad way against one group or another.
We're all on a list, though, Gary.
Wise, I mean, I agree with those background checks, but also the Second Amendment isn't a, I mean, it's a right. It's not a privilege like driving, like having a license or anything like that. That's a privilege. Owning a gun is a right, meaning there should be less laws on it. Because honestly, you can stack as much laws as you want in Chicago, but guess what? They're one of the strictest cities already, and they have the highest gun violence. Mm-hmm. Why is that? And you could say, oh, neighboring whatever. Okay, neighboring towns or states allow guns, but guess what? It's not going to stop criminals. Criminals don't already obey the law.
Hey,
so you can stack as many gun laws that you want on top. Yeah.
You're right. Hey, so I got to ask you, Gary, what's your stance on this overturn of Roe versus Wade?
So this is a topic I talk about a lot with both my liberal and conservative friends. I can be morally against something while at the same time not wanting to push legal means or federal laws.
So you're saying more. So I would take it to believe that you believe that less government getting involved in our personal lives.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Mm-hmm. But morally, yeah, I mean, morally, you don't support abortion.
Yeah. Like me personally, I wouldn't do it and I wouldn't want it for a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not my life. It's somebody else's life. And I mean, I don't advocate for laws to be put on anybody else, and I wouldn't want them to do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of these people that are claiming my body or my choice were the complete opposite when it came to forced vaccinations on certain groups of people.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Like, I mean, you bring up a great point. You know, the right, the conservatives were all about, don't tell me I got to wear a mask or being vaccinated. But we want to tell people that they can't get an abortion if it was because of incest or molestation or rape or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. So in my opinion, abortion should be definitely legal everywhere. However, it should not, any of these Planned Parenthoods or any of these abortion clinics, they should not receive federal tax money to support them.
Yeah.
Because that's my tax money. What if, you know, what if I don't believe in that? Why am I being literally extorted by the government to pay these taxes, or I get thrown in jail, I'm forced to fund something I'm against?
Hey, Gary, what do you think about the churches getting bailout money during the pandemic and stuff?
Yeah, I think that's terrible too. I mean, I'm against churches getting bailout money exactly in the same way that I'm against corporations getting bailout money.
Yeah.
In an actual free market economy, bad businesses will fail. The good ones will make it through and change their policies. That's the benefit of a free market.
Yeah.
But whenever government gets involved, it's no longer truly a free market.
Yeah.
And it bastardizes the whole process.
Gary, what's your thoughts on January 6th and these hearings and stuff? What's your opinion on that?
Honestly, not much. Whenever it happened, I was like, okay, that's a little wild. I definitely don't think it was an insurrection. I definitely think, according to the video that I've seen, that's all I'm looking at. It looks like people were let in and almost ushered in. And also, it really wasn't violent on the end of the protesters other than the fighting at the doors.
Yeah.
The only person that got shot was one of the protesters.
Yeah, and, but she was Air Force. She was military, though.
Yeah.
And she...
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are going to be pissed off at me and stuff, but I've always believed play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You see what I'm saying? Like, if the vice president was right there, and if you get shot, guess what? You wouldn't have been shot if you weren't, like, near that door that was, or the glass was broken out of it and stuff. Like, I feel bad that lady died and stuff, but I don't know. Like, you were there, you were in a crowd that could be considered, you know, potentially violent. And then on the other side of the door, you got the second in line when it comes to power here in this country. I mean, I really don't feel bad for that chick. She's in the military. She should have known.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Would I have been there myself if I lived in that area? No, I wouldn't have. I see a lot of those situations as, I mean, you'd call me conspiracy theory if you want, but
so
like,
are
CIA,
you though?
Honeypots, they want to see what kind of crazies they can attract to these things. And I'm not that crazy.
Are you into conspiracy theories?
I mean, it depends on who you're talking
what
to.
What about Sandy Hook? Do you think there was crisis actors and stuff at Sandy Hook?
I'll say what I say to most things. I don't know. And people that claim to say they do know for sure are definitely lying. Mm-hmm. So all I'm saying is I don't know a whole lot about it. And I'm not a big fan of trusting third-party sources, especially the media nowadays. So I'm not going to just trust on what they say, because that could be anything. So I don't know. And I also think the Las Vegas shooting was pretty sketchy, too. There's a lot of information I don't have.
But I mean, we never will. But, all right, what about, do you support gay marriage?
Absolutely. I got two gay best friends me and my wife hang out with. Often, we have for probably the past 7 years, we go camping together, we go to weddings together, we're really, really good friends. And I believe, you know, my gay friends should be able to protect their pot farms with AR-15.
Hey,
you know, that's my stance on those things.
Hey, when you were in the military, I don't need any like info or anything, but did you guys ever like think that maybe there might be a gay person, homosexual or a lesbian or whatever it may be that you guys might have like went through boot camp or served with, or did you guys worry about?
Oh yeah. There are two guys from my unit. After we went our separate ways, they became trans women, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Used to be men, now women. So, and I actually did a podcast interview with now Kate Cole, used to be Eric Cole, now Kate. And it was a good conversation, because it was weird because we had deployed together. We went to other countries. We did training together. And Eric was a soldier of mine. And then years later, he disappeared. And then come to find out, it's now she, Kate. And it was just kind of mind-blowing. And it took me and a lot of my Army buddies to get used to it. But we have a first sergeant that's now a woman, and it's a different world out there. So, you know, it's not my place to tell people what they can't do.
Give me an idea, like what places did you serve at? Like where were you deployed?
Yeah, I was stationed at Fort Bragg the majority of the time in North Carolina, and I was in airborne. So I used to jump out airplanes.
Oh, so you're a paratrooper then?
I am.
Oh, wow.
I am. I was an active paratrooper for 8 years.
So did you ever, like, jump into a battlefield or enemy territory? Did you ever? Because you see a lot of these movies and stuff. And like, I watched Band of Brothers. They followed a bunch of the paratroopers and stuff. And those people were getting shot at left and right as they were falling. But did you ever get a chance to jump into combat?
No, I wish. But to go back to Band of Brothers is actually why I ended up going airborne whenever I enlisted.
Oh, no kidding.
In 2006. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I watched that and I was like, dude, those guys are badass. And I went to the recruiter station. They're like, yeah, we can put it in your contract. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be a paratrooper. But no, I wish, I mean, whenever you're in the 82nd Airborne, I describe it to people as it's modern day Sparta. You literally have dudes out there. You're there with Special Forces, Delta Force, there's Airborne, all kinds of units. And you're running down the road 300 at a time, and dudes just singing songs about killing people. And that's what you train to do pretty much every day. And, it's just a different mindset when you're there. It's just really wild.
Gary, so did you ever parachute before or no?
No.
All right.
I've never skydived either. To this day, I have over 50 jumps under my belt, but never skydived.
All right. So the first time you jump, is it solo or tandem?
It's solo, but you're static line jumping. So everybody's going.
So it's
going to
get pulled either way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's got to be kind of, I'll say it, terrifying the first time.
Well, you do like 2 weeks of training before jump week. So by the third week, you are somewhat confident in what's kind of
you can't
happen.
Simulate that, though. Did they put you in one of those, like, wind tunnels that the tourists go to that I see here in Orlando that they jump in it and you can get the feel of it?
Yeah, no, with static parachuting, it's not really needed because you don't really reach any kind of terminal velocity. You're really
so it gets pulled when you go out.
It, like, within 4 seconds. So you count to four in your head, and if that chute doesn't open, then you got to pull your reserve because we only jump about 800 to 1,000 feet from the ground. And so there's not really much time for error.
Do they train you guys for if, like, you get, you know, you see in every military movie, usually the parachute guy will get hung up in a tree. They'll be, like, 25 feet up in the air. Like, do they tell you, like, all right, this is what you got to do?
Yeah, yeah. But before you jump, every jump, you go through a, what do they call it? It's like pre-jump procedures. So you go over what happens if you're about to land on power lines. You go over if you're about to land on water, if you're about to land on trees, how to get down out of a tree, and like a bunch of different scenarios they go through. So it's kind of fresh in your head before you jump.
Well, see, Gary, wasn't this a great conversation?
I think it was. I actually enjoyed it.
All right. Well, see, and look, I wanted to have you on to talk this out. You know, a lot of people look at me as the nerd, some weakling or whatever, you know, and then people will be like, oh, talk to me man to man. And I'm not trying to look. I have no problem talking man to man. I'm no badass at all. I grew up. I had a dad that was like, you better not start fights, but if somebody is bullying you or starts one with you, you better fight back. And I got my ass beat a lot.
Absolutely.
So I never backed down from any of that stuff. And I was a man of my word, right? I told you, come on. I'm not gonna be adversarial. I'm gonna let you talk and all that good stuff. So see, this went well, didn't it, Gary?
I believe it did, and I think that more people should do this because a lot of people just get nasty or they just, you know, or people are just, I don't know, I feel like people are wound up extra these days.
Well, I mean,
take a little bit.
Things are bad, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, they're not great.
So I can understand it, and, you know, we don't deal with mental health here in this country. People, especially men don't want to ask for help. Men don't want to be like, oh, I'm depressed, I'm this, I'm that, you know, and it just builds and builds and builds. It does. You know, I've gone to a lot of therapy. Gary, I tried to kill myself in 2019. Luckily, I survived because of bad construction in a home and everything. I tried to hang myself from a ceiling fan. It ripped right out of the goddamn roof. I'm still here.
Wow.
And it changed.
Hey, I'm glad.
It changed a lot of things for me. It changed how I look at life and everything.
Yeah, a significant life changing event like that definitely it can do wonders sometimes.
You ever?
Sometimes it can do bad, but it can work out in people's favor.
Gary, did you have any PTSD from being in the military?
Kinda. I mean, I came back, kind of developed a little bit of a drinking problem, and then
I was an alcoholic.
Eventually,
man.
Figure that out. Yeah, I had to figure that out because it was affecting my marriage pretty bad. But
got a hot wife. You got
I'm a lot better now,
Gary. You got a hot wife, by the way. Damn.
well, thank you.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but man.
No, I appreciate it.
Gary, were you ever
I'll let her know.
were you ever worried, Gary, when you were on active duty? Because you see all the movies and stuff, and they're like,
Oh, yeah.
Were you ever worried, like, man, I'm gone for a long time. I don't know, like, my old lady.
Yeah, dude. And so, luckily for me, I've known my wife since we were 4 years old, and we go way, way, way back, and so I could trust her a lot more than what a lot of the other soldiers could trust their girls, and it happens. I mean, when you're away for that many months, we call that guy a Jody, and we're like, man, I hope Jody doesn't get my girl, you know, that shit, like, they literally sing songs about that basic training.
I mean,
it's a A real thing.
I got my phone on here. Can I? Well, I mean, your Instagram is public. I just want to show the audience, but yeah, I mean, Gary did pretty well, and I would be worried too. You know, I'd be worried too. Did you ever know any guys that found out that their wives were cheating on them when they were out?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was actually in Iraq with the guy who found out his wife cheated on him while he was over there, and we were on guard together, and he had a rifle and I had a rifle, and he was very, very depressed, and to the point where he was pretty close to possibly shooting himself. So we were on guard for hours together. So I said, you know what, while I'm on guard with this guy, I'm going to talk to him, you know, and try to help him out. And yeah, we're still friends to this day. I mean, we've been talking forever. He seems like he's doing good. He's got a good fiance. So, yeah, definitely.
You know, you guys are on deployment, what, 6 months at a time, sometimes, maybe even longer? On deployment?
My first deployment was 15 months, woo, and then my second deployment was 9, and then I went to Haiti for 6 weeks, and then that was it.
Are you a St. Louis Blues fan? I was looking on your Instagram.
I'm not into sports at all. I couldn't tell you any statistics.
I just know
really, who plays on the team these days.
Yeah, the Lightning. I'm a big Tampa Bay Lightning fan. They beat the St. Louis Blues in the Stanley Cup.
They did.
And
I always tell people, I'm a bigger fan of the Blues than I am of hockey, if that makes sense.
I don't know. This picture of your wife back, and once again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. January 26, 2012. Yeah. There you go, Gary. I mean, got the shorts down low. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Gary. I'm not being disrespectful and stuff.
No, you're good. She is hot.
Did she?
It's all right.
She get rid of the baby weight? I know you got kids and stuff. She did?
Yeah, we got 3 kids, yeah.
No,
yeah,
dude. Is she still holding up after 3 kids? I mean, I'm not, like, once again, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
I'm saying, yeah, I'm looking at, yeah. I think she would. I mean, Gary, I think you're a lucky dude.
I consider myself lucky. I'm appreciative. I consider myself blessed. I got an amazing family, amazing wife, amazing kids, amazing job. So
is it all girls?
I'm doing all right.
All girls? All girls?
No, I got an older boy.
Okay. I was about to say, man, that's got to be hard for a dude. I have, like, if you had 3 girls and, you know, like, man.
That'd be tough.
All right, Gary. Hey, man, I think this worked out very well.
Had a good time.
Tell my audience if they want to follow you on social media and stuff, how can they follow you and everything?
Hey, everybody. I'm on Instagram at GaryBear86. Same thing for Twitter, GaryBear86. I don't promote anything. I have some writing that I publish every now and then. But other than that, my opinions are kind of ridiculous sometimes.
All right, Gary. You can understand why I was a little standoffish yesterday, and I apologize.
I got it. Dude, we're good. We're tight. Hey, I'd be down to come on again and just talk about guns, diving into the whole gun issue a little bit deeper if you ever wanted to do that.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk about that, okay? My email is it's Tuddle, TUDDLE@gmail.com, all right?
All right.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Hey, you too.
All right. All right, guys, gotta get out of here. Once again, the funny thing is, I was interviewing a guy the night before that didn't call into my show, and tonight the person that was actually scheduled to be on the show didn't call in, and I'm just moving on. I don't know what I'm going to do with this hosting service, but I can't use this one if I cannot play videos. Seriously, I don't know how the fuck I did an hour's worth of content with absolutely no stories. Fucking Gary saved me. Gary saved me by coming on. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stayed safe. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.